Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This part is for the avid listeners. Where did I say the word disproportionate? At the start of the podcast, in the middle of the podcast, or at the end of the podcast? If you can give me minutes, that's going to be great. Before we start, I'd like to thank Ghislaine and Badr for inspiring this podcast. So thank you so much. Today's topic is going to be who owns the future. The future looks a little bit cloudy and unpredictable. We are going to talk about the future in light of these big tech giants, the rise of AI, and you know, their millionaires getting richer, the wealth being distributed unevenly among these tech giants. So the future seems so uncertain. A lot of people are afraid that their control is going to be gone. Your agency over certain things, your ability to choose what to wear, what to do on a daily basis, that control is going to be ripped off and basically taken away from you, and you will no longer be a citizen that is autonomous, independent. You will always be the subject of manipulation tactics from these companies. So the future sounds or looks shaky in a way. So first of all, who currently has most control of the future? So companies that have a certain control of the future are these tech giants: Google, Meta, Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, Tencent. All of these companies have huge control over the future. So not only they have control over us, they have control over the communication, the information, the workflow, entertainment, your digital identity as well, right? So every aspect of your life is controlled by these companies. So their platforms, in a way, shape the public opinion. They are going to determine what knowledge is accessible. And not only that, they collect unprecedented amount of data on you, right? So you are the subject of control. You are the target. As a consumer, you are the target of these big companies. Like, for now, it seems like governments still hold power through law in military force. But even governments now, they are competing with these multinational corporations. They have no borders and no democratic accountability. The future, in a way, is increasingly shaped by whoever controls technology, the capital flow, and also your data. The more data a company controls, the more control they have, right? So basically, the control is with the companies, not by citizens or governments alone, right? Now, why does data equal power? So data naturally gives these organizations psychological power because it allows them to understand and also influence human behavior. Every digital action you make, like liking a post, pausing on a video, searching a term, it reveals something about emotions, about your desires, fears, and also your cognitive biases, right? So by using these platforms, you are giving data to these companies without even knowing it, right? And these companies, they use this information to build a psychological profile on you that is going to predict how you will respond to certain content. And of course, this will enable them to manipulate all kind of behavior. What people buy, what they believe in, how they vote, and even how they feel, which is very, very dangerous. From a psychological perspective, data is power because it bypasses conscious reasoning and targets automatic processes like your attention, your reward system, your emotional triggers. People often believe they are making free choices. When you buy something, when you on the internet, you think you're making a choice with your own accord or by your own free will. But these algorithms, they are the ones that shape those choices long before you are even aware of it, right? It's very detailed and it's very, very scary, to be honest. So in short, data allows companies to control what people see and influence how they think and also how you act. Now, let's talk about democratic backsliding. It is this gradual erosion of democratic institutions while maintaining a superficial appearance of democracy. Governments might weaken the judiciary, restrict press freedom, manipulate elections, or even target critics, all slowly, so citizens do not notice the shift. It's not an open dictatorship. It is a slow, quiet decline where the rules are changed bit by bit until real democracy no longer exists. And that's really, really scary. You've seen this in the Palestine-Israel conflict. A lot of people were silenced. A lot of people were arrested for speaking out about the injustices their governments are doing. You've also seen this in protests, right? People who protest against their governments, the government is going to slowly chip away from these protesters, giving them 10, 15 years of prison time, which is really outrageous, to be honest. Now, how does technology accelerate this democratic decline? These algorithms that these companies have, they amplify content that increases engagement, which often includes polarizing extreme or misleading material. This obviously is going to erode social media trust and makes consensus difficult. When societies become divided, democracy suffers because cooperation becomes impossible. Technology also creates these echo chambers where people only see information that confirms their beliefs, making them more rigid and less tolerated. Hypothetically, imagine you are browsing social media and you subscribe to a certain party. You are affiliated with this progressive party, right? If you like one of their posts, the algorithm is going to recommend more posts like that. Hence, blinding you to what other parties are advocating, what they're claiming, or what they're giving you, right? And if something confirms your beliefs, most of the time you like it. It's a confirmation bias. It's a bias, but you like it because it makes you feel good. It makes you belong, right? If you get more content that you like, more people that agree with you, it makes you happier. Now, how does AI change who controls the future? AI obviously is massive. It concentrates power by giving enormous advantage to those who develop or control it. It can automate decision-making, analyze massive data sets, influence your behavior, replace human labor, and also design new technologies. This means whoever controls advanced AI systems can dominate future economies. AI, in a way, it is not just a tool. It's a power multiplier. If you had 10% of power and you get AI, you get like 50%, right? And the more tools you have, the greater your power. So naturally, if you have the biggest servers, you are going to get the biggest models that they can do so much for you, and they are going to give you so much control and so much power, right? If you are able to predict market behavior and with like just a tool, that's going to make you so much money, right? And you might notice that AI is, in a way, is centralizing this global power. Only a handful of companies and nations have the money. or the computing power to run these AI models, right? You need a lot of GPUs, you need a lot of cooling systems to be able to power engines, right? And those engines are not cheap, right? So it's going to be billions, if not trillions of dollars spent on AI. And if a company can afford that, they are going to have so much power. So if you are a smaller and poorer nation, you will not have so much access. Your access is going to be restricted to these AI models. You have to understand that AI is dangerous in a way. Although we say it's our friend, these companies don't really care about your emotions because AI can manipulate your emotions, your attention as well, and can study your behavior through the data they have on you or the personalized content you shared with AI. When you talk to ChatGPT on a daily basis, it is feeding off you, right? It is going to create a profile of you, and that profile of you is going to be sent, shared with these ad companies to create content that is tailored toward you. Now, let's talk about AI and democracy. The future of democracy is going to be erased. Imagine you have AI surveillance. They can basically surveil you everywhere, target propaganda, and they can censor you whenever you try to speak out. If a government is an authoritarian one, they can use AI to track every citizen, to predict their descent, and of course, manipulate every election because they have a greater tool. So they are going to use it against their citizens. And therefore, democracy is going to wither away, something that is going to be a distant memory. Democracy is going to be studied like studying ancient philosophers. All right, let's talk about wealth inequality. When wealth and technology concentrate in few hands, if you have fewer people that are billionaires, these groups are going to gain disproportionate influence over political decisions and, of course, technological development. Poorer communities, those who lack access to digital tools, educational opportunities, and, of course, political power, will get nothing. Would be just be consumers, and then will not have greater autonomy or control over the things they do. They are going to be just consumers. The people who have the least say in shaping the future often face severe consequences. All right, everybody. Hopefully the future is clear for you now. Hopefully the podcast gave you an idea about who owns the future. And again, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye.